here with Paul Noodles Norton doing our match report from the 19s versus Lang Warren from the weekend. Mate, 2-point loss, pretty devastating. Yeah. There's a slow start as well from what I hear. Give us a bit of a rundown.
It was probably a slower start. They kicked the first three goals in probably the first five minutes of the game. And then, we took control again. That first quarter, we only kicked a goal, but we just can't kick goals. It's as simple as that at the moment. 12 more inside 50s. And, just can't score. It's we're just not functioning from half forward line up.
Yeah, 12 more inside 50s. That's another telling stat. And again, in a 4-point, a 4-point loss on the ladder position. Langy, they were a couple of games behind you as it is. You sort of fall back to the pack now and you take on Coringle next, who are on top. What are you going to turn around, obviously, from stating the obvious?
Yeah, I just got to reconstruct the side. Throw a couple of blokes from the back line. They might go forward this game. We've just got to see how it goes. It's pretty hard. When you haven't got a real hit-up forward, no one can jump at the ball. So we've been working on it at training, but we'll still see. You know, the side will change a fair bit. A few blokes will miss out next game, but we have to do that to beat Coringle. And I'm pretty confident that we will.
That's a good position to be if that's going to be the case.
Yeah.
Moving on to your better players for the day, who are your standouts?
Oh, Dilbert. Best on ground for us. They've got Hanger. He's the leading goal kicker. He's the actual interleague full forward. He kept him to one goal, which he kicked in the first quarter, and he didn't get a touch up after that. He was pushed high up the ground, and he was fantastic. And Rick as well, coming out of the back line at centre half back. Another solid contribution from him. He's playing
Mr. Springer.
Really well. Yep, playing very good football. I wish I could have two of him so I could play one of him at centre forward, but not the case. But, Bryce and Lukey Hayes in the middle, they tried hard all day. But it was a pretty scrappy affair. We had more of the ball and just didn't use it right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Fair enough, mate. Oh, well. And there's a bit of a crew heading up to the Ovens and Murray interleague game this weekend. Yourself and a few of the lads are going up to watch a few of the boys. We've had three selected.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us who they are?
Cal White, Benny Searle got a late call up, and Poles. So we're really, really happy about that.
The credit to them.
Yeah, definitely. I think they'll all go really well. So we'll just hopefully they all get recognised too. So especially Cal White. It gives him another shot to go back to Stingray. So
yeah, terrific.
Where he should be.
Oh, good on him. That should be a good weekend, mate. No doubt the Aubrey weather would always put it on for you. So it should be. You guys don't get up to too much trouble up there.
A couple of beers will fix it, I think. We'll be right.
Yeah, there's a few of the dads heading up there, which is great to see. So it should be a good weekend. Yep. And hopefully, good reports come back.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, mate.
Cool. Thanks, Noodle.